won't matter no more. When the network is down and my flesh is all torn,
extended mix of Terror from the Rakes is possibly the most impossibly perfect introduction to Cassettes and Chocolate Milk number 22. Today we listen to the hooks and lyrical ramblings from the post-punk revivalists of yesteryear. It was a time when we were perhaps a little less jaded about music. The scene was vibrant, but MP3s were scarce. It was 2005, and it was London, and it was pretty damn wonderful. I suppose you could say that it all begins and ends with Bloc Party. In 2004, there was a fearsome online contingent solely devoted to the band. We were dotted all over the globe, in Tokyo, in Montpellier, in Cologne, in Hull. We were all together in the forum, always new depths, sharing rarities and ideas, all inspired by the six perfect songs from their first EP. We all desperately campaigned for their popularity of this band, and progressively the group became more and more popular. Some of us keep in touch. Some of us contemplate how it all fell apart. Occasionally we listen to Bloc Party and remember how much they meant to us at that one time. It was never as satisfying once we got what we wanted. This is Bloc Party with Staying Fat.
Sister. beneath my feet. The cold as calm falls through the molten veins, cooling all the blood to slush, congeals around again.
Forty Feet, the last track from Franz Ferdinand's debut album. I'm aware that some may argue that the Strokes started this whole post-punk revival mess. Others may insist that it was the Libertines. But in this instance, I have to argue that Franz Ferdinand's debut was an absolute revelation for its time. You only need to look at back issues of The Enemy to guesstimate how huge they were. They were influential, not so much in the sound that they produced, but definitely in the kind of success that ensued. Maximo Park's A Certain Trigger is another record completely of its time. It was produced by Paul Epworth, otherwise known as Phones, famed for his many glorious remixes. The cover art was photographed by Andrew Kendall, a widely celebrated photographer of the revival. He somehow managed to capture so many wonderful and shambolic moments of our most adored musicians, Pete, Carl, Alex, Kelly and co. A Certain Trigger is still so exhilarating to listen to. You still feel something listening to Going Missing, The Coast Is Always Changing, and Apply Some Pressure, of course. This is Once a Glimpse from Maximo Park.
It's really hard to find. I don't remember why I started speaking. Fast track. Operation, slow exertion, overridden, unseen, tough to catch. I can't remember why I started drinking. One track mind each and every time. Speed insertion, country living, engage and then entrust. I can't remember why I started hurting. Another street light going down, the night reveals itself to you. Slipping under, sliding down. All I need is a certain trigger. The path you take will never make you happy. All I need is a certain spur. And once a glimpse was all I needed. I don't remember why I had to give you back. I just remember I kept all of the souvenirs. Self-interest is all the love I never had. Enforced and then enabled. I don't remember why I started breathing. Tied up, turn him loose. Slow desertion kept me hidden. That's that.
remember why I started thinking, wrapped up, cutting back. Of their inertia left you driven, and once the glimpse was all I needed, I don't remember why I had to give you back. I just remember that I kept all of your souvenirs, all the traces of a love I never had. And once the glimpse was all I needed, I don't remember why I had to give you back. I just remember I kept all of your souvenirs, all the traces of a love I never had.
Said it, I was smiling, so you'd think that I was joking.
It's easy to try, it's easy anytime we can talk if you like. Let's forget it for the meantime.
First conversations, a waste of time. First conversations, it's not interesting to have false conversations. You've stolen all your stories, and I don't have the patience.
It's easy to try, it's easy anytime we can talk if you like. Let's forget it for the meantime. It's easy to try, it's easy anytime we can talk if you like. Let's forget it for the meantime.
You are a decent person and you have a function, so why do we say hello? It's just the fashion that we follow that we should be forgetting. But then you do it again, you do the same again. You are a decent person and you have a function, so why do we say hello? It's just the fashion that we follow that we should be forgetting. Fashion that we follow that we should be forgetting. Fashion that we follow should be forgetting. But then you do it again, you do the same again.
It's easy to try, it's easy anytime we can talk if you like. Let's forget it for the meantime.
It's not, it's easy
to try, it's
not, it's
easy anytime
it's not,
we can talk if you like.
It's not,
let's forget it for the meantime.
Taken from their third single, that was the acoustic version of Meantime from the Future Heads. For me, it's always interesting to see the fallout of the consummate loyalists. Something happened with the 2005 post-punk revival. It just became too popular. Too many people picked up on it. Triple J jumped on the bandwagon and ruined it for everyone concerned. It's odd because many of these artists still survive. Maximo, Uproot, and the Futureheads are still producing albums and still touring extensively. The band I'm about to play, The Cribs, recently toured Melbourne with Johnny Marr, although it's hardly any secret that the audience were far more enthusiastic about seeing Johnny Marr in the flesh than anything The Cribs had to offer. It's strange, but I tend to keep away from the sophomore releases of these artists. A part of it is that I shy away from silly Triple J endorsements, but another part of it is that I wish to maintain a very pristine appreciation for this era in music. It's almost as if I don't want to know what became of it, because I know it'll never be as good as what it was. From their album New Fellas, this is Things Aren't Gonna Change from The Cribs.
But that's not to impress. So
One of the many bands that unfortunately fell through the cracks, that was Battle with their demo Tendency. There are so many great bands that I would have loved to have included in this podcast, such as New Roads, The Research, El Milano, and even those infamous Arctic Monkeys demos, Siphon from DancingMonkey.com. I may well include them on another podcast at another time, but doing so may well affirm that I exist solely in 2005, and I'll see about affirming that suspicion. I wanted to include a brief sojourn to New York City in this podcast, as New York was a tremendous presence in the post-punk revival. Interpol, The Strokes, The Rapture, we loved them, and countless bands tried to imitate their sound and influence. It was dirty and dark, the music you hear when you trek downtown at 4 o'clock in the morning in a yellow cab. This is Blackout from The Cloud Room.
The elevator with Maddie Safer and Milk Guy Mando when there was a blackout, a blackout, a blackout. Oh, oh, said I to the pavement. Unmanned cars were crashing into unmanned cars in the blackout. The blackout, the blackout, the blackout.
Hard to explain? No. Absolute affirmation from the group Radio 4, a brilliant band from New York who produce a string of brilliant albums, rarely faltering in quality or consistency. I doubt I'll ever tire of them. This leads us to the end of another Cassettes and Chocolate Milk. Thank you for your love, patience and company. I'll leave you with a song that veers towards the end of the revival, at least in my quarters. This is a demo recorded in the earliest days of Lily Allen's career. This is Nan, you're a window shopper. Take care.
The bottom feels so much better than the top. So much better. Nan, you're a window shopper. Taking a look, but you never buy. Nan, you're a window shopper. You won't pick it up if it's over a fiver. Nan, you're a window shopper. Get on the bus, cause you still can't drive. Nan, you're a window shopper. Mad as fuck. About and you can't see. It's funny how I come around your house and I'm 20, and I still have to wear all the presents you sent me. I walk into your kitchen, everything's got a label. You've done your Christmas shopping and we're only in April, and you won't leave your house unless you're wearing your thermals. You're covered all in cat hair and you're stinking like Strepsils. You're headed down the bowling club, have another orange squash. Balls are rolling, rolling, rolling. You can't walk right, cause things aren't what they were. Your ankles are swollen, swollen, swollen. Window shopper, taking a look, but you never buy. Man, you're a window shopper. You won't pick it up if it's over a fiver. Man, you're a window shopper. Get on the bus, cause you still can't drive. Man, you're a window shopper. Mad as fuck, and you just alive. Walking down the post office to pick up your pension, and then you're off to bingo, it's become an obsession. So wary of the kids when they're wearing their hoods up, and even if they smile at you, you think up. You only buy the paper just to cut out the coupons. You're saving 50p, but what do you want with tampons? You're always at the doctor picking up your prescription, and they throw in some KY just to ease up the friction. You got a leak in your colostomy bag.